set up stuff for us. All right.
She's a maniac on the floor. And she's dancing like she's never danced before.
Hello and welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy. And our guest today is, you'll never believe this, a stand-up comedian.
What the fuck?
Absolutely hilarious, first of all. Second of all, friend in real life.
Absolutely.
Third of all, honestly, might get my award for best dressed girl comedian 2025.
Yeah, I can stand behind
that. Which is
that.
Best dressed comedian.
Whoa.
Sure.
So giving you that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Everybody, welcome to the show, Olivia Carter.
Thank you.
They're clapping.
This is studio audience. Thanks, guys. I'm so happy to be here. You guys look amazing.
We should get a studio audience.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so great.
It's just like six of the most mentally
homeless
ill
people.
Sure.
Listen, if you're in Brooklyn and you like the pod, there's a few of you we've met.
No, you I've can't come.
Studio audience.
You can't
that
come.
Sounds so fun.
First, I'll invite them in here and then you can come to my house.
And then you come to my house and then you can live in my house and then
me.
Be my third.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you bitches would love to be my third. I'm thinking of a few of you.
Yeah. Some of you have straight up asked.
You sure? and appreciated her.
Although I only get asked to be the third.
Sure.
Really?
I haven't been asked.
That's a covenant position? Did
yeah,
I say that word right?
Yeah. Coveted.
Coveted. That's a coveted position.
Yeah,
it is, but it's not for me.
Totally.
I want to be
the
star.
She's Catholic.
That's the star, though.
No,
is the
I know,
star.
But I don't feel like, I don't. It doesn't make me feel
you
like
have to
the
walk
star.
In like this.
Star.
Do the Napoleon Dynamite dance.
Topless, hands in the air. Yeah, it does. It makes me feel like a toy, not a star.
That's the whole.
The toy is the point.
That's the whole star. Mm,
yeah.
But maybe you have different. Maybe you have higher values for yourself.
Sure. I tried for a while to be the third. I was doing like a run on Field where I was out of a breakup and was just like, I don't need to be
totally
emotionally involved with anyone.
Been there.
Same.
Who amongst us? But
canon event.
Oh man.
Me like convincing myself that that's what I want. Like,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I
yeah.
actually don't want the full commitment of a relationship.
No. Yeah.
And it's like I'm pining for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that I can casually fuck people
sure.
who hate
and
me.
Never hear from them again.
Feel bad.
It feels good.
Okay. I will say, friend of the show, Sam Evans, asked me once, like, can women have casual sex?
Yes.
And I'm like, I think the situation, the one where I'm like most confident that women can't catch feelings, as a woman who catches feelings pretty easily, is the fresh out of a breakup phase.
Totally. You have to be hopelessly in love with someone else.
100%. Yes, exactly. So it's like I was, even so, I think it's still hard to navigate, but I'm like, I was in that pocket.
Yeah. You know? I think... And this is mean, but true.
Mm-hmm.
The best way
from
to
you?
Thank you. The best way to engage with a friends with benefits situation is it has to be someone you like, but there's something about them that makes them embarrassing to have around your friends.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because then you'll never want to date them.
Yeah.
I had a friends with benefits who I would have never introduced to anyone in my life. And it made it really easy to just be like, is this guy a fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did like, I see a photo of this one? Do I know this one?
You know
one?
Who this
yeah,
is.
I know
I'll tell you later.
I know exactly.
It was the one who would make love to me, remember?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
An idiot.
What a stupid idiot who
honestly,
really liked you.
We ended things on good terms. He probably listens to this.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening to
you,
every
girl.
Single moment of
love
it.
You, girl. Miss you. Not really. Not at all.
Is it a girl or a man?
No, it's a boy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say, treat her with respect.
No, right? No, I'd be like, yeah, she's a beautiful.
Love you, queen.
I feel like I was obsessed with her, but it never panned out.
She'd be a guest.
I've never had like casual disregarding feelings towards a woman.
No,
right.
No.
I've never been like, I could take her or leave her. Every
yeah.
woman I'm like, she's either, I either hate her guts or I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. true. Or they're boring. And that's just boys or girls.
Yeah,
there's
but,
a lot of people who are boring that I feel indifferent towards.
But if a woman is boring, I declare her mysterious.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, totally.
I'm obsessed with
totally.
Her.
Totally, you get that a lot.
I think there's another side of her.
Yeah, that's powerful.
I stopped doing that because I fall deep and hard for every woman I meet in my life.
True.
And then they enter my mind palace and I try to fix them. I do with women what most women do with boys. And so I'm like, we can't make her mysterious. She could just be boring. It's okay.
And let women be boring.
Thank you.
Let women be boring.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about what I think if a woman can truly be a hoe and not catch feelings. And we were speaking very generally. I think that not out of a relationship. I think if someone is well out of a relationship and they are not interested in getting in a relationship, you know, when you're having your like alone time era.
Sure.
I think that that's a time where you could maybe casually sleep with people.
Yeah. And you have to like your apartment.
You have to like your apartment and you have to like your life.
Yeah.
And then you could do it.
But even when I've liked my life, if I didn't like my apartment, I thought I needed a boyfriend. Right. You know what I mean?
Hey, what are the circumstances where you like your life?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's you know, swing. I'm like swing. Fine with it. But if you like your apartment, you don't want a guy to
you don't
leave.
Move you
don't, in with you.
You want to want him in your house.
So you have to like your apartment.
Yes.
The only third I ever even got close to executing correctly was they were rich. I killed the third so I can come in. They were rich. Yeah. And I was like, I want to go to your rich people
then
apartment.
That's mommy daddy.
Yeah. And you like have nice food for me.
That's a big find when you can find like a rich person you're attracted to.
And the man was tough but I was willing to
and ain't that the way
it.
This was in a couple.
Yes, it was a
couple. Okay, I got I got you.
But a third who a couple who's rich, you get to be like their dog.
Yeah
you're,
like,
you know,
their
when
dog.
Rich people have a dog like in Park Slope and that's like
it's better than being
the
a child
life.
Yeah,
anyone can you're like I'm their dog that they fuck.
I'm pure red pussy baby.
They like take you to the park.
Yeah, they let you run around so you get
they
tired.
Give you treats. Since
you know things gonna work out, even though they know probably not.
They hate your breath.
Yeah, they hate your breath.
Their breath smells terrible.
But they let you lick their face.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, respect to all relationships.
Not all. Some of you are doing stuff I don't approve of.
Yeah, sure. Sam.
Yeah. But we've talked about that enough, and I can't get any more DMs from the ethically non-monogamous community.
Oh, yeah.
So
no,
I do, kings and queens and other people.
Yeah. I don't even hate ethical non-monogamous. Monogamy or polyamory, but I hate being explained it.
Yeah, same.
I'm really over being explained it.
Do it quietly.
No more explaining. I understand.
Yeah.
I got it.
We know you're out there.
We get it.
We don't want to participate, and that's also okay.
One's being coerced and the other one doesn't like them as much. And that's usually the situation.
I mean, yeah, that is hashtag
like
Lily
80%.
Allen.
Yeah, yes.
Hashtag
oh
Lily
God.
Allen. Have you guys talked about that on the pod yet?
No, we've never touched West End Girl.
You've
which
never
is
touched
crazy.
Because there's a lot to say about that.
Everything.
I've noticed that it's very triggering for men.
Yeah, because they don't want you to tell what they did.
It's very upsetting. Like, I've gotten in fights with my boyfriend.
With my husband over
same.
We like can't say Lily Allen. It's like a no fly.
I know. If I like mention something I like about her or like a song, it's like, you know, whatever. Well, she was whatever. Like,
I should just say all of everyone's business on the internet.
Wow. I should make my boyfriend listen to
it. Yeah, you should.
I should also.
I bet yours would like it.
I think mine would like it.
Yeah.
My boyfriend really likes when women like do their thing.
Yeah, he would love it.
So does mine, but I guess like he's also been through devastating breakups.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I think it's triggering for him.
Yeah.
I think I agree. There's two ways that men have negative reactions. I've really done theses on these.
Yes.
Theses and feces on the Lily Allen effect. So one.
Thank you for saying feces.
Yes, of course. I have to. We're a comedy podcast. The one reaction I believe is you've done dirty in your past as a man. Not necessarily like cheating full out, but you've done
something you're not proud of.
Yeah, and you fucking know you knew that you were pushing the boundaries and you were hurting this person you love.
You were lying.
Yeah, but you got away with it because you're a thinking man. And now this type of shitty behavior is more nuanced than like, I'm gonna slash your tie. This is like, you manipulated me and made me feel discarded. That's a type of like on blast that hasn't happened as much before. So men who have patterns of that in their past don't want anyone to tell about what they did. They don't want to feel like they were a bad guy.
Yeah, or like, oh, like his life's over now because he did that?
And it 100%. Isn't, by the way.
And it's not. He's fine. He's probably still getting
Isn't
pussy.
Isn't he on Stranger
Things?
Yes. Like the biggest
show. The best show in the world?
Yes.
Literally like the show everyone's talking. I love when men are like,
he got kicked
his
off
fucking
the show.
Life is over and it's a guy on a billboard in Times Square.
He did get kicked off the show.
Whatever.
But he will
Who
get other
cares?
Shows.
Also, it's like, yeah, you got kicked off a huge TV show. That's like a privilege most people never get.
Right.
Most people never get to be on one.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like, I think I understand that it's not like he's a rapist. He's not like a dangerous person.
Yeah.
But I really like that we're calling out like men using their power
yeah.
in
yeah.
really nuanced ways. In a relationship, men have so much more power
yeah.
than like we realize until we're dating them. And that's why I like the album so much, because we've all been like used by a man and been like, yes. And it describes like every feeling every you little, have.
Yeah, because you're like, that's it.
Oh, and that
fucking, yeah.
Like when someone like hurts you and like, or manipulates you or cheats on you, and then you think back about the relationship, there's like all these little pieces that come together, and she like had all those little pieces in there.
It's a full on live journal.
It really takes like 3 years of being like, and another thing.
Oh, and this thing.
That's why I hate a bitch who won't kick a dead horse.
Kick a dead horse.
Every time you kick that dead horse, you're going to find something new.
But also, the way that the men who feel guilty, their little excuse for their bad feelings about it is that like, oh, well, that's private. And she shouldn't be like saying their private business. And I'm like, we have had tabloids for so fucking long.
Literally.
Like, we're obsessed with knowing about celebrities' private lives. Like, why is this the one where you're like, oh, clutch my fucking pearls?
Also, it's not private. You're famous. Yeah, you wanted to be famous.
Yeah, you did. And like, you invited people into your home for that home thing.
Literally.
Yeah. And we were like, this is good. I need more.
Yeah.
I see. We saw their bedroom.
Their home.
Yeah, did you look at that? After listening to the album,
yeah, I saw it when it came out, because I'm in there. I'm in AD big time.
Yeah.
I'm judging every celeb based on their home.
Could you tell that they were unhappy when you watched it the first time?
Yeah.
I couldn't.
He's like kind of undercutting her the whole time.
Because she made those pastries and he was like, I don't know if these are fresh.
Yeah.
She was like, I made them this morning.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
And he was doing stuff like that all the time, I bet.
He kept saying that things were like our idea. And I was like, that's her idea.
Yeah.
That was like, if you look at the home, it's 100% her.
Yeah.
And he kept sort of like taking credit for her shit. And I was like, I had the feeling of like, I just don't like this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I could tell that if she was my friend, I'd be like, oh my God, she's bringing her stupid husband.
Yeah. She felt like his Polly Pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something that he just has there and needs to take care of the home. Be my mommy, please.
Right. And she already has two kids and she's in her 40s. She's tired.
Yeah. And that's another thing that actually me and my boyfriend got in a fight about, is she has that lyric about how she's in her 40s. Who would want to go out with her? And he was like, she's like a sex symbol. She's like a iconically hot woman. I'm like, yeah, but he cheated on her with like a 20-year-old.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
every
what
single
woman
time
isn't like aging and being like, oh God, like who wants to fuck me?
To pretend that phenomena is not real is it patently insane.
Yeah, sorry, Nick. You're a good guy.
You stupid.
No.
Literal past guest.
No. He's a great guy.
I love him.
It's this one thing that
friend
men and women
show.
Have a hard
friend in real life.
No, my husband and I got little and I got sassy with him because he had similar kind of feelings where I'm like, the way
it was tense.
Yeah, these are problematic. Examine yourself.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I make my boyfriend consume a piece of media just to like make sure he is who I think he
yeah,
is.
Oh, for sure.
Like, that's why I made him watch Heated Rivalry. I was like, I have to know that I'm not living with a homophobic loser.
Yeah.
You disappear for a month and you get like an anonymous package in the mail and it's girls.
Yeah.
He has to
watch it.
And then you come back and go, what have you learned?
I literally put full blown gay sex on our huge projector and I was like, don't look at your phone. But also don't get hard.
He seems like such a good guy.
He is a good guy. It's not funny, but he is a really good guy.
We all have like very nice men in our lives and we're like, oh, another fucking
thing all about Lily Allen.
Yeah. But also, Lily, don't marry fucking Lily Allen, who publicly blows shit up, who talks about
she's like
her
a party girl.
She's a party girl. I'm like, oh, he didn't fucking know that he was gonna, he fucked around. He fucked around and found out.
Yeah, like if you fuck over a girl like that, like there will be repercussions.
It's gonna be nuclear.
Yeah.
And then a beautiful album.
It's almost like dating a girl comedian.
Yeah. 100%. You're going down.
Yeah. We'll
you're
talk
going
about
down.
You on a podcast.
I'm gonna do jokes about you.
And they're gonna be really good, actually, because we're talented.
I agree. I agree.
Someone walks in and shoots me in the face.
Sure.
Please do.
That's your ex-boyfriend.
Love to see that guy.
I thought
you were dead.
Well, so it is the new year. This is
we're a little late. Sorry, I got a tummy virus.
Yeah, I mean we've
disgusting.
We've been viciously sick. We want to go through the ins and outs of the new year. Me and Lizzie both have
you
our
know
list.
How people are doing this.
Yeah, I had fun with it. I mean,
we did it last year. You guys liked it, I guess.
Yeah, we sound pretty passionate about this.
We wrote it 2 weeks ago and then couldn't record because I've been so ill for the last 2 months. It's been crazy.
That sucks.
Lizzie peed her pants.
I peed my pants 3 times.
Pants? Really? Yeah. When?
Well, I fainted.
Oh my God,
by the way.
I know.
I fainted and pissed.
Oh, wait, was this in, were you telling me this was like in Brooklyn or something? You peed yourself like on the corner?
No.
This is another person.
No, it was in my house.
Sorry.
If it's in your house, it's fine.
Yeah, that's not peeing your pants if you're in your house.
I had some sort of stomach virus that was making me throw up like crazy. And I famously have talked about it on the pod. I'm a throw up girl.
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't really affect me, but this kind, when you like have nothing in your stomach, but you're still, you know, that thing. I had that. So I like couldn't breathe. Because it was just like happening. And so I fainted and I pissed myself.
Aww. And she's texted me, by the way. I had my Apple headphones. I had my Apple headphones
so
in.
Pathetic. It's nice that a woman pissed herself for once.
Yeah, three for three.
Three for three.
She texted me in the middle of the night and I had my earbuds in and I didn't know that earbuds read your texts sometimes. Yeah. So I just get like beamed in like Lizzie Cassidy says, I pissed my pants and I was rolling in the floor. And
they're
like, how do I
turn it off? Make it stop. Yeah. My wonderful boyfriend we were just talking about came in the bathroom and I was laying on the ground.
Aww.
And I had like tried to take my pants off and I didn't do it in time.
Aww.
And it was like the worst I've ever been in my life.
That's terrible.
But he was really nice about it. And he cleaned my pee-pee off the floor.
You pooped too?
Well, in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
I did not poop my pants. Still haven't pooped my pants as an adult.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd like and the that record needs to be known.
Yeah. That's
no
important.
One on this podcast.
Drug addict and tummy issues. Still haven't pooped my pants as
and
an adult.
Same.
Pretty cool.
And same.
Thank you. I've peed my pants more times than most, like, senile people.
Yeah. 80-year-olds.
3 times?
No, but I mean, like, when I was, like,
right.
a drunk. In my adult life, I've peed my pants with my key in the door more times than I can count.
Yeah, same.
I've never peed my pants, you guys.
Dude, when I was in active addiction, I was moving and I looked at a beautiful apartment that was like a 7-floor walk up. And I literally was like, I can't live here because I'll pee my pants every time I get home.
What is
that?
That
crazy?
Like you would just that get your bowel, your like bladder would release when you were in
your
home?
I was so fucked up that like I would have to pee as soon, like I would like, between leaving and getting home, I'd have to pee so bad. And once I got into my building, it was like, it's just like happening.
Right. It's just going to happen.
Drunks
right.
aren't great at planning.
Totally.
And you're like getting ideal. Up 7 flights of stairs drunk, like you got to let go of something.
Yeah.
You
know,
like, you're going to piss.
That sounds
girl.
Terrible.
Oh, it was.
To
it
do
is.
Every day.
Yeah. It's not ideal. Sober girls here.
Glad you guys are sober now.
Me too.
Yeah,
I
me too.
Now I only pee when I faint.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And one of the times I was just throwing up really hard.
Yeah, that's sucks. I admire right the sober floor. Community greatly.
Oh, thank you.
You're Some, welcome.
Although I will say, I'll throw respectfully on this,
okay.
actually.
Respectfully.
I'm gonna do it.
Respectfully.
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 The younger generations now that are like getting sober and not having sex and being like straight-edged losers when they never had the pre-time period where they were like peeing their pants and like saying something at a work event they shouldn't say. I'm like, I feel like you kind of, it was good that I got sober, but I had a beautiful run.
Right.
And the memories. And I'm like, you're just going to be present from 20 to whenever.
Yeah.
I feel like I would prefer a person who earned a sobriety versus a person who just like, it's not for me.
Right. Yeah. I'm not saying you can't be that way. I am saying you're not my ideal hang.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is strange. I feel like that's been like a cycle through every generation. Like
the pendulum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like I remember watching Sex in the City and she was talking about how the new generation of 20-year-olds are not having sex and are sober.
Right. Yeah. But that would be so crazy to me to not.
I do wish I partied more, I will say.
Did you not
I
party?
Think I'm of the era that like I would like hang out with my friends, but I like was I had a lot of shame about like I didn't want to drink too much or like do drugs.
Really?
And I didn't have sex until I was like 24.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I feel like I am that person
you are
you're
this.
Talking about.
What the fuck, you virgin?
I'm
sorry.
Not do it now.
But now I'm like, cool.
Of course.
But I do think I missed out on a lot of like, I think I was just so worried about being a certain kind of person that I didn't enjoy life
totally.
As much as I could have when I could have been fucking around more and I should have been fucking around more.
I actually now I'm like flashing back to a memory of one of the first times I met you maybe and you like, I think we were maybe visiting from out of town and it was the tiny cupboard, or maybe you were here but very new and you were like very pretty lady, hair was like curled, but it was like you were very just moved to New York and you were stylish, but I've watched you from afar become like a cool New York City lady. And yeah, no, truly, I've been watching you from Instagram.
Thanks,
but
girl.
But I do feel like when people move to New York, this beautiful transition happens where they're like, figure out what they're into, get into their personal style. If you're like shy or conservative, your family's not around to like shame you, and you're like,
or everyone around you is making more bad decisions.
100%.
So it feels more normal to be kind of selfish and do what feels good.
Yeah. And you like,
for sure.
You're no longer living in a place where people your age are like getting married.
Yeah.
Like when people your age are getting married and you're fucking a bunch of weirdos, you feel like a freak.
Yeah.
But you're not.
And you shouldn't feel like a freak.
Yeah. You're actually, in my head, more normal than a 22-year-old who's engaged.
Yeah. I think
no shade
I'm
to those
like,
girls. I'm sure your boyfriend rocks.
No shade to my
I'm
family.
I'm sure the first guy you ever met is awesome.
No shade to all of my siblings. I do feel like in my family I'm considered the weird one.
Same. And so when am I.
I think I'm the normal one.
Same.
I agree.
And that's welcome to the show.
Hello.
And that's sort of the show.
Well, because and I'm not saying you were like some conservative dork when I met you. I just
I was very like, I feel like there was a sort of innocent light that needed to be a little tamed.
I watched you get snuffed out in real time. And I went, way to go, buddy. Welcome to the team.
Thanks for seeing me.
Oh man, I love it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to see you. But
to a major city and do something weird.
Yeah, move to a major city.
Yeah.
But you were about to do another respectfully. Oh, no, that was it.
Just get alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, get alcohol poisoning once or twice.
Yeah.
And
you guys see we have matching phone cases?
Yeah.
Before I flip mine over? Okay.
Beautiful. I'm over here with the pink.
It's cute.
Thank you.
Always be plugging.
Always be plugging. Let's do the ins and outs. Lizzie's doing.
I'll do my ins.
Do your ins, girl.
Yeah. Okay. Stop me if you have any. No. Comments.
Okay,
first one, puke green. Okay, love it.
The color green, not the, puking out
the color,
green.
Yeah, that was a confusing way.
The color, like, I want every green that I see to be pukier.
Yeah.
They're not pukey enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about brat green. I'm talking about fucking chartreuse, ugly green. I love it. And I do think, if you look back on this at the end of the year, I think a lot of people are going to be wearing it. And I think they're going to be pairing it with a dark plum. Okay.
I see that.
Lock into that.
I see
that's
that.
That's big.
I liked your passion. No.
Thank
notes.
You.
Mom Donnie's wife, I bet you, is going to be rocking some
pukey. She's doing an olive, and I bet it's going to get pukey.
Yeah.
Oh,
an olive. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
She's doing that.
I see I see puke Mom Donnie in a
we're
big
going,
way.
The greens are getting uglier and uglier, and I'm all for it. I love, I've bought 4 different nail polishes trying to find puke green. And the problem is they all are like trying to make it pretty. And I'm like, no, I want it to be fucking nasty.
Let's get
bomb.
Yeah.
Thank
I
you
agree.
For speaking truth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next one, fuck ass shoe. Just put a weird shoe on. Okay. You can wear any outfit, put a weird shoe on. I just think that that's fun. Okay.
What's considered a weird shoe?
Yeah. What's
just like, it's like big or it's got weird stuff on it. I have like a pair of normal sneakers, but they have like nipple piercings on them.
Right.
Like I've been buying a lot of weird, like overly decorated shoes, not like a simple pump. I'm buying shoes that have like weird shit going on.
You're kind of like arts and crafty shoes.
Yes.
Almost. Not
almost.
Dorky, but like.
But get towards, move towards that. Yeah.
Not a sexy little fuck me shoe.
No.
A puke coated shoe.
An ugly shoe.
An ugly shoe, yeah.
Yeah, like an ugly kind of fucked up shoe.
Like those thumbs shoes?
Yes.
I just bought them.
Okay, I'm also for years been like, no.
Yeah,
and now
I know,
I'm like,
now
I'll probably
turning.
Buy some.
Yeah.
I want to
look like a weird fucking little goat animal. Yeah.
The thing about this though is like one of my many body insecurities is that I'm a big curvy bitch, but I have like thin, the bottom of my legs are thin. So then if you get a little pointy
right,
thing,
you need a big shoe to balance.
I look like a pear that's wearing tiny little
but a,
things.
But a you big chunky a big shoe is a fuck ass shoe.
Yeah.
That's
so
what
like
I'm
a
saying.
Big fuck ass shoe. Yeah.
Yeah. You can do it with whatever silhouette you want.
Right.
But
right,
like a lot
right,
of my
right,
shoes
right.
have like chains hanging off them
do,
and spikes and stuff. I like that. You
yeah.
know?
I just see like a very thin model-esque woman in like the tiny little pointy thing, and I'm like, great. I could never.
The but you can little... if you wear a wide leg pant. I've learned.
Oh,
if your pant is wide at the bottom, your shoe can point. Do you know
yes.
what I'm saying?
because
I'm sort of getting into that. Yeah, that looks
really chic. About triangles. Yeah, it feels
everything is about triangles.
How many triangles can I make?
Yeah, yes. And where do they land? But I like sprained my ankle a month ago, and I haven't been able to wear heels. And in that time, I've bought 4 pairs of heels that I just am telling myself I'll wear eventually. So buy a weird shoe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go fast on these ones. Third spaces, places you can hang out without buying stuff. Get in there.
Yeah.
Teeth, whatever that means to you.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
are back, baby.
Teeth are in. Yeah. Pebble ice maker in the home. Have good ice in the home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
changed my life. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. Birth control. Some of you are trying to get rid of it. I see you online. You're saying the side effects are bad. That's fine for your personal journey. Don't put that stuff online. Birth control is the best thing that ever happened to women.
And abortion.
But maybe, you know, get into birth control. And then when abortion is definitely illegal in 2 years, right. you won't need it.
I got my husband to get a vasectomy. That's all I'm saying on the fucking matter.
And I'm saying awesome. If your IUD is at like 8 years, maybe pop it out early.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I should do that.
Me too. Put maybe it swap it out early so that for the incoming fascism, you got one up there.
Oil do you change. Have yours framed? For some reason, I thought you did.
No, but I'd love to.
Yeah, I think I'm going to frame
You should,
it.
Absolutely.
They don't let you keep it, though. You have to like say... You have to like take it out yourself or something.
No, they can let you keep
they
it.
They say it's a biohazard.
That's mine.
You're a biohazard. I paid for it.
My friend kept hers and she has it in a jar at home.
I want love that.
There's like weird know, shit floating around though.
Of Do I know a girl or
her her cervix? Pussy. Yeah.
I went to art school with a girl. I won't say I know her because I haven't talked to her in like a million years, but she, and I didn't really know her then, but she had her uterus in a jar. She got a hysterectomy and had her uterus in a jar.
That's so
And
punk.
They weren't going to let her keep it, but she said that like, she was part of a religion where you have to be buried with every part of your body.
That's so smart.
So they have to let you keep it.
That's
and,
so
And
awesome.
It's like, I don't know what their religion is, but it's like in China or something. So they like knew she was lying, but they couldn't be like, you're like visibly not Chinese.
Yeah, you're like freedom of religion.
So she got to keep her That's uterus really in smart. A jar and it was disgusting.
That's a good note.
But yeah. cool. Anyway. But also like disgusting.
Make sure you don't eat it.
Yeah, right.
When you're feeling crazy.
Definitely don't eat it.
Hey, look at me. Don't eat it.
When you're thinking about eating it, if it's 2 days no sleep,
it's really
oh no,
good
it
for fell you. In the frying pan.
I bet it's like really good for you to eat it. I bet if you ate it, your skin would look awesome.
That's
after.
What I'm saying. Don't fall but for don't, it. Don't eat it.
Don't. You'll get a taste for it.
Yeah.
Okay, the kind of leftism where you say mean stuff, you know what I mean? I'm sick of these leftists who are like, oh, if you call Trump fat, your fat friends are going to see it. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up,
We don't
dude.
Have time.
Call a Nazi fat. I don't give a fuck.
Totally.
That's not the fight we need to be having right now. Stuff's more important.
I agree.
Girl-fronted hardcore and punk bands.
Yeah.
That's easy. OPI, Linkin Park, After Dark. That's this nail color.
Okay.
I just think it's nice.
It's nice.
Tramp stamp in.
Oh, yeah.
Get a tramp stamp.
I agree. I won't be getting one, but it is cool.
I'll get one eventually. Maybe not this year, but if you feel like eating your uterus, get a tramp stamp.
Right. These are the precautionary
measures.
That'll
make you feel something.
Yeah.
Also, it's like the easiest tattoo to hide. It's like, it's fun. Just get it. Nonfiction. Okay.
It's back.
Learn it's something. Back. You know what I mean? People are reading. I'm glad you're reading, but people are reading like really easy smut books. Yeah. Learn one. Have two books at the same time.
I disagree with that one. I'm
read
really
sorry. The fiction and Whoa. The nonfiction. That's okay.
I'm sorry.
You want the easy breezy stuff?
I know. It's not that I want the easy breezy stuff. I won't read if I'm not reading a fiction book.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm saying if you're already reading, throw one on top.
Okay.
Your vegetables.
I'm reading like a Nora Ephron book that couldn't be easier, but I'm also reading a 600-page book about the AIDS epidemic.
Yeah. And I raise you the People's History of the United States and the Year of Magical Thinking. I'm in hell right now.
It just feels good to learn.
I'm reading The Big Swiss.
Nice.
Have you guys read that?
No.
It's really nice.
I like it for you.
Maybe I'll throw that on.
It's
too.
Like a kind of all fours vibe.
What does all fours mean?
You know that one? Miranda July.
I got
Oh, I like her.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of shit I'm reading.
Yeah.
Like things about women in their 50s.
I like well,
Dude,
Nora
to be
Ephron,
a woman in their 50s.
Yeah, I have actually a thing about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Screaming.
Big time. In.
Let it out.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing on that. Scream. Yeah. Horses. That's always going
to
be on my
list. It's also kind of specialized to you.
Horses are in a big way.
This is really a Lizzie list.
Yeah, it is. It's Lizzie, deeply Lizzie to its core.
80s Japanese pop star Yuri Kakubu. It feels good. It feels good to listen to her when it's sunny outside, okay? Throw her ass on. You're going to like it. The Russian monologue from Heated Rivalry. I know everyone's over it, but I wrote this 2 weeks ago. You don't even have to watch the whole thing, but watch. It's amazing. Having dinner at 11 p.m.
Yeah. Yes.
Out.
Oh. Shocking.
Having what? Dinner out. Shocking. No, it's in. Oh, I'm saying going God. Out and having dinner yes. at 11 p.m.
Oh,
is
yes.
In.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my
Italian
God.
Italian restaurant.
Yes. Whatever. Yeah, whatever. Diner even.
Restaurant. Yes.
I've been finding a lot of 2 a.m. restaurants.
Yes.
Ooh, like diner and send me or that real restaurant?
Dining in restaurants.
Okay.
Send me that after list spots. And I'll send you mine.
I'll send you Please guys send we'll my link spot.
Up. Having dinner at 11 p.m., especially with a group of women, is one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life. There's something in the air that makes everybody be like, yeah, I ate his ass. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
It's like, there's just like, it's a different energy that comes to the table when it's 11 p.m. And it's like a beautiful, it makes everyone closer.
Yep.
The food tastes better.
The closest you'll get to being drunk.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Your aura maxing. Am I doing this thing correctly? Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll throw it in there.
Gossiping, obviously. I'm a big fat gossip. I love it. Gossiping's in.
It is in.
Okay. Getting involved is in. And I know that sounds like, I mean, like, getting involved with your local DSA chapter. And I do mean that.
Which I did,
but
by
I
the
also
way.
Mean sticking your nose in places where it doesn't belong. Okay.
I like that.
I mean,
those.
Getting involved in. Okay. Like, I was on a bus recently, like a not a city bus. Thank you. Free now. but this was like a 4-hour bus. And there was a girl, there was a couple next to me in the,
okay,
across the aisle. There was a couple. And the girl was sitting by the window, and for whatever reason, maybe she was pregnant, maybe she has a health issue, I didn't ask. For whatever reason, on this 4-hour bus ride, she had to go to the bathroom like 6 times, okay? That's not my business. But what is my business, I've decided, is every time she went to the bathroom, her boyfriend didn't move, and she had to climb over him. And she was wearing a skirt and holding a dog. And it was like a nightmare situation. And he kept like sort of posturing like he was moving, but not moving.
Oh, fuck this
and
guy.
And sighing. Like he was annoyed with her. And I don't know what's going on with her bladder, but he does. You know
right.
what I mean? Like
she's
he probably
fucking
does.
Pregnant.
And even if she's not, I get that it's annoying that she's going to the bathroom 5 times, but this is your wife. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's going to the bathroom 5 times. He's not moving. He's sighing. I'm so invested emotionally in this situation. And then, like, the 5th time, he let out a big sigh, and she climbed over him. And I just looked at him, and I was like, you could get up.
Yes.
And he's like, what? And I was like, I just think it'd be easier if you got up so she could get up.
Wow.
And he was like.
On the bus, that's brave. People
well,
kill people
I
on the bus.
I also had overheard that they were getting off at the next stop.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, let's.
I did know when they were getting off, because I was sitting next to a stranger, and I wanted to take their seats.
Yeah.
So I heard when they were getting off and I was clocking it.
Yeah.
But I just was like, you could get up. And she was being like, oh no, it's okay. And I know that that's none of my business, but I don't fucking care. I'm getting involved and I think that's in.
Wait,
okay?
what was his reaction? Can you act it out?
He was like, oh, you know, like that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever, man, that doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
I still think you could get up.
Yeah. And you embarrassed him, which is good.
And she was embarrassed too, which is an unfortunate side effect, but someone had to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also we don't know the condition. Maybe she has this condition where her bladder, is a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, the bitch bladder.
Yeah.
God. And she actually was the problem.
Yeah,
let's blame her, I think.
Let's blame
I think
her.
It's cool when a woman's the problem.
Bitch bladder. Yeah. You got bitch bladder.
Yeah.
Bitch bladder over here.
Pissed my pants 3 times.
Yeah.
I got bitch bladder.
Yeah.
Getting involved, negative connotation.
I understand.
Sticking your face in things where it doesn't belong.
Like tiny like things that feel like injustice.
Yeah, just say something.
Yeah.
I understand that.
That's a good one.
Okay. Having a strange and off-putting pet. Obviously, I'm into that.
Having a what?
A strange and off-putting pet.
Pet?
Oh, yeah, okay. Like a snake or a bug.
Okay.
Or like a dog with no hair, but wasn't bred that way. You know, like a
skin animal sort of
situation. A bat, something like a possum in your house.
Okay.
I think that's chill and cool. Disco music in.
Love disco
dancing
music.
Dancing rules. Having it on alone in your house is awesome. It makes you feel better. Owning physical media,
yep.
in,
in.
Everything's too expensive to stream now. Buy a DVD.
I agree.
Pretending to have synesthesia,
mm-hmm.
which is the thing where people are like, I can smell colors or whatever. Pretend. Make it. Tell people you have synesthesia and then they go, oh yeah? What color is the number 7? Red. Make it up. Who cares? Pretend you have it. I think everyone who has it is faking it anyway. Just yes. All of us can pretend to have that. I think that would be fun.
Cynthia whatever says she has that.
Right.
Where she says like sounds or, and there's an interview with her being like, oh, I have that.
I can
and
see then, sounds.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Jennifer okay. Lawrence goes, okay, what color is this? And she was like, green.
and all of us can do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't
like
have
that.
To actually have it.
That's a very fun interaction. I want more interactions like that yes. in my life.
Green.
Just commit. Yeah. Tell someone you have it and then commit to that for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I think that's all. I also think doing one lie for the rest of your life is cool.
Yeah, what's it called?
Synesthesia.
Synesthesia.
Purple.
Purple.
She has it.
Yeah, I have it.
Texting your friends, what are you doing right now, and actually following through.
Yeah.
Hanging out right now, I think, is awesome.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I'm trying to incorporate that more.
Yeah. We're all like making plans and bailing on them. Hang out right now.
I agree.
I hate bailers.
I hate bailers. And I also do it sometimes. It's okay. Okay, my last one is tuna in all forms. Canned, sushi, crispy rice.
Ooh,
that sounds so
good. Tuna crispy rice?
Yeah.
Bitch. But also salad.
Mm-hmm.
Tuna salad.
Yeah.
Tuna's delicious.
All tuna's in. It's high protein.
Mercury poisoning.
Get it. Imagine how fucking cool it'd be to go to the hospital and they're like, it's mercury poisoning.
And you're like, that's why I've been crazy.
That's
not
so
all the
sick.
Other stuff.
It mercury sounds poisoning beautiful. Is literally metal.
Yeah,
that's
right?
So cool.
It sounds like something only hot girls get.
100%.
I have mercury poisoning.
Yeah. You have to like be skinny.
And mercury poisoning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to be like skinny with bird bones for mercury to affect you in that way.
My body just absorbs mercury like a tank.
Yeah. I can take a lot of tuna.
Yeah. And brother, am I.
And that's my list.
That's beautiful.
That's my in list.
I love that.
Thanks, guys.
I love it. All right. Here's my list. All right. Number one. This is a real keystone one for me. Not working on yourself or anybody else.
Yeah.
Heavy on the anybody else.
Yeah. Let a sleeping dog lie for once.
Yeah. And for me, particularly, the ladies. No new friends, no stray dog lady who I'm like, oh, your life has been so hard. Let her go.
You got to let her figure it out.
Yeah. And I think it's like, if you're like actively so fucked up, I think it is good to work on yourself. I obviously am a therapy dude, but there's some people that have just been
overworked,
circling the drain with it, where I'm like, maybe put it down for a year. You know what I mean? Where I'm like,
maybe have fun for once.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to talk about inner children right now. There's bigger things.
We're having dinner at 11 p.m.
Don't bring up
your therapist.
Yeah. Go have fun.
Yeah.
But let's not. I don't need the workbook.
I understand.
Yeah. Right now.
I agree with that.
Smoking cigarettes occasionally.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm into that. Being ethically mean, which is kind of leftist to say things.
Yeah.
Yes, I've always been a fan. Some fucking loser guy once was like, oh, you love, like, you're mean, like, but you do it because you're being mean to shitty people and you think it makes you, like, virtuous for doing it.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm like, yes, it does. Yes, these people need to be held accountable.
Yeah, it literally does.
Yeah, they're like, you have Schadenfreude or whatever the fucking thing is. And I'm like, it's because you're David Harbour as fuck. And you think that my...
Cool. We should start calling men that.
Yeah.
You're being David Harbour right now.
Yes.
you're being a real David Harbour.
Just because I have the frequency to pick up the fuck-upness of the subtle things that you do and I call it out. You're welcome. If you want to learn and grow, why don't you listen to anybody like that? Huh?
Yeah.
Ethical. I'm ethical for that. Pranking.
Yeah, what kind?
I'm not like your dad's dead pranking.
Oh, I hate those like the lie pranks.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm talking about like moving someone's coffee somewhere else and watching them try to find it.
Yeah, you did a good prank.
Little mischief.
There was one time where one of our friends who needed to get sober was really drunk, so Andrea just kept hiding his stuff from him at the bar. That's awesome. That's the kind of prank that's awesome.
I got his wallet. Oh.
He just was like a little peeved. That's great.
I just like mischief, you know?
Yeah.
If you can get into a little mischief without causing any problems, I say go for it.
I had like a good mischief moment. My friends all live in a house with other women. Mm. And I knew if I like hung my bra up in their shower that they just assume it was someone else's bra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it stayed there for like 4 months.
That's fun.
That's so fun.
Until eventually someone was like, is this your bra?
Yes.
And I was it's been my bra.
It's been my bra.
And I've been having fun.
It's having fun time.
Yeah, just like a little thing for you. I like to go off in little side adventures. I like to get into mischief on my own. It's very nice. Rejecting 2000s style. And I think
the Y2K thing.
The Y2K thing. And like sometimes I'm not going to fully reject it, but I see people who like incorporate it into fashion and it looks really cool. And then I see like a moron in like Janko jeans that looks bad and like a bedazzled shirt. And I'm like, you look like you're wearing a costume. You know what I mean? Like unstylish people, when a trend comes in, they just like buy the trend. And in my opinion, 2000s is like probably the ugliest. It's the ugliest of the waves. So you better be so fucking stylish to pull that off.
One of my favorite things about you is how much of a hater you are to your core. I like that some of your ins are just outs that you've written as ins.
Truly. A lot of them are that.
What's in is not doing this thing that's out.
You're right. Am I out so long? Oh my God, you're right. I'm like one of the deepest haters in the game. Yeah.
Even the things you like are stop that. Hey, knock that off.
But it's in for me if you stop that. Mm. That's very true. Wow, mirror to my soul. Thinking about having a gun, parentheses, women.
Yes, women and gay people.
Wait, you're saying that's that we in. Should be having
I think
guns.
We should be.
Yeah, that's happening right now.
I think we should
right
be thinking about
okay,
it.
Okay, it's happening. It's happening.
Let's flirt with it. Let's check a website.
If
see.
If they get cuter.
I agree.
But those little pearl handle girl
guns.
Girls.
Yeah. Girl guns.
If they get puke green.
If they get puke green gun.
If they get a puke green gun.
The way I'd buy a puke green gun.
The way I'd buy a puke green gun. With their puke green guns. Gun show.
Killing yourself up with a puke green gun.
Puke green gun like, in my mouth.
Rifling through your purse.
It looks great with blood.
Yeah. Hey, and that's like almost a dark plum.
Yes.
Dude. Brain matter. Oh, brain matter and puke green. Ew. Gorgeous.
That's a Pinterest photo.
Yeah.
Dude, and also just PS. By the way, this is Bummertown USA, but there does seem to be a serial killer in Queens. I don't know what's going on.
I saw that and I sent it to people and they're like, this, I don't know about that.
No, but there's a third. I keep seeing the TikToks pile up. I don't trust the police. It's basically like women in Queens, specifically Forest Hills, has been a good amount of them.
The one I saw said it's primarily black women.
Sure, of course. Yeah, of course. Great. Love that. No, they are not having a hard enough time. Why don't we throw a serial killer hunting them?
I'm only adding
mix?
That because if you're listening to this and you're a black woman in Forest Hills, it is pertinent. You know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. No, 100%.
It's not really like talked about that much.
No, it never is.
Yeah, that's crazy. And how long has it been going on?
I feel like I've been seeing shit pop up about it for like a few months now.
I feel like since Son of Sam, if there's ever a serial killer in New York, they don't tell us.
Yes.
What's Son of Sam?
A serial killer who was in New York in like, what, the 80s?
A super famous one.
Everyone got scared?
Yeah, they like shut down.
Everyone got really scared and the city was really on edge. And I think they're like, oh, we can't tell them anymore.
Because they're going to like hide inside.
Or like freak out and whatever. But it's like, no, we should... No.
Or they don't want to tell you because they don't care about women's safety is the second one. Yeah.
That's what I mean. They're like prioritizing not having panic in the city over women's safety, which is not.
Oh, the NYPD is doing something I don't agree with.
So I'm saying think about getting a gun. And if you're in Queens, head on a swivel.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, dude. I'm keeping an eye out for all women. New York City.
Puke gun.
UK music. I love some UK music. Platonic friendships with boys. Okay.
In a way.
I have to start trying that.
Okay, be careful.
Well, yeah.
You guys don't think so?
No, I do.
I have some men I love. Some great platonic relationships with boys. But I've also had some where I'm like, this sucks cock.
100%. Mm-hmm. And why I say this. Okay, so I've been doing the last few years, I have met some standard operating procedure men who are not in comedy, who are like engineers or work in cybersecurity, whatever, all these things. And my friendships with them are so not, there's no weird bullshit around it because they're not like comedians. There's no question on whether there's like a sexual thing happening between us. And what I find refreshing about this type of friendship is that, okay, sometimes ladies have like a fuck ton of shitty bitch friends around them and women don't want to betray the tribe. So no one will be like flat out like your best friend is mean to you. However, a guy sometimes will just say it. And there is something kind of refreshing and nice about that.
Yeah.
Like when you get a new boyfriend who genuinely has your best interests at heart and you're like, yeah, my best friend did this and this and this. And eventually they feel comfortable
enough. Okay, not too much on the best friend thing.
No. But I'm saying.
What did I do?
Yeah. I'm like, Lizzie's a fucking cunt. Boys are just not emotionally intelligent enough to find a nuanced way to put it.
Yeah.
So they will just be like, yeah, she's like mean to you.
Or and, the guy you're fucking or something.
Yeah, 100%. They're mean, this sucks. Because they're like, they don't form deep connections. They are kind of useful when you just want like the
information. Yeah, it's like the calculator app on your phone.
Yeah.
It doesn't really do anything fun, but.
It's a good watchdog for sure.
Yeah.
And I do think like, yeah, a lot of straight men, being friends with them is a nightmare. But I do think I want to nurture the good straight boys that are around.
Yeah.
It's like nice to have.
Yeah.
That it feels like protective and nice in a way. If it's a good guy. But it's hard.
I feel like men don't often want female friends.
But the ones that do are great.
Because I've had like people who I'm like, every time we hang out, we have a great time and it's totally platonic. But like they're never gonna ask me to hang out.
Yeah.
Or something.
But then when they do, it's wonderful.
Ask me to hang out, guys.
Yeah.
Why is no one asking me to hang out?
Not to be so guys girl, but
not
like,
to be so guys girl.
Let's bring a
but
few.
Let's hang out. But also, in general, girls are like the organizers of like all the guys I'm friends with. Nothing's gonna happen if I don't make a reservation.
Yeah,
and that's fucking annoying. But that also is probably what it is.
Yeah,
like I have to like plan the thing.
Yeah,
I think in the world where like the majority of men are like, I want to kill women. I'm a Nazi and I'm a virgin. Like there are the men who are like emotionally intelligent. I'm like, we should nurture our friendship. It's almost a protective thing for me where I'm like, let's actually really keep a few of them in the fold.
Yeah. If we are going to like have a full blown civil war, we do need like guys. Unfortunately.
Yeah, we have to start liking them. I think
we do. That's what I'm saying.
We need guys on the team.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So when I say platonic friendship with boys, I say caveat with equal emotional labor is my thing there.
That's going to be really hard.
Yeah. It is going to be really hard. Keeping goals secret.
Yeah.
I feel like people are always telling you like what you're working on.
Or asking you.
Yeah. And I'm like, let's fucking, again, I don't want to talk about therapy and I don't want to talk about like what's really like lighting your fire? And I'm like, when I quit
at it, I don't want to run into you. And you're like, how's that thing going? And I'm like, nah, I quit.
Yeah. I quit and it sucks. I like secrets. I'm more, yeah. I want things to be under the vest more this year because I'm scared of the surveillance state. Monogamy.
Is in,
I think.
Look at the three of us.
Look at the three of us.
Of course we'd say that.
Yeah.
Biased reporting.
I have so many, so I'll skip down. what do you guys think? I don't even know what I mean by white girl Islam, but if
okay.
you okay, this is what I mean conceptually about white girl Islam is that while we now have like a Muslim mayor, I feel like Muslim culture is being like celebrated a little bit more in New York City for sure, or at least maybe in the circles that I run in. And I'm like, let her say inshallah. If she's like in the crew.
If she's down.
Should we let them so that...
I don't think we get to decide.
We can't decide. Muslim listeners, can you welcome the white girls into the fold to grow some solidarity?
I've been hanging out with like a pretty like Muslim friend group lately.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't know when I get to say it.
Yeah.
But I think they'll tell me.
Right.
And I think you have to like... have a level of knowledge and respect.
For sure. 100%.
If you're still like telling them to try your sandwich that has bacon on it, you can't. Yeah. You have to like know stuff.
You can't say any Urdu if you're doing that.
I just constantly have a sandwich with bacon on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I have one in my bag. Damn it. And I'm trying to get my Muslim friends to eat it.
Fuck. That's a trick.
That's my prank.
Yeah, I don't really know where my mind was with that one, but white girlism, reach out. What do you guys think of it? What do you guys think
about? How about this? How about more cultural exchange?
You know what I mean?
My Muslim friends are teaching me things about their culture. I'm teaching them about being queer in Bushwick.
That's what I'm saying.
And we're coming together.
Yeah. That's what I was driving at a little bit. Let's all melt together.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like some more accepting of, I feel like I hate when people are like on stage and like, you know, white women. And they're like this.
Yes.
And I'm like, you're talking about one particular
woman.
Or you're talking about shit about like your girlfriend and you're just generalizing so you have an excuse to talk about all women.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
By saying white women.
And the stank on their voice when they say white women.
Yeah.
I've had people like after I've gone up and had like a set where I just talked about whatever. And then they come up and go, oh, white girl complaining. And I'm like, okay.
First of all, comedy's complaining.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to talk about?
You bought a ticket to the complaining show.
Yes.
And I complained.
But also I understand that white a lot of white women do suck. So
yeah. Of course. And I'm like, with people that like the white women who are aware of like how shitty white women are, like I can tell a tone difference when you're genuinely picking a fight about a shitty racist white woman or you just hate women.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the second one, I'm like, I'm over whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah. Like the whole Karen movement where it was like, now I'm using Karen to hate on all
my
women.
My cousin.
Like I've ever met. Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I saw a video of like a woman being sexually harassed on a bus and like the person filming it was calling her a Karen. And I was like, no, that guy's touching her leg.
Yeah.
She should be yelling.
Karen is out.
Karen is out.
Screaming is in.
Yeah. Yeah. I like how this is shaping up. I'll do one last thing, and I just think it's sweet. New York and LA solidarity.
Yeah, we got to come together.
But especially because like I feel like we're like have always been pitted, and I agree. There's some stuff about LA that stinks, but especially with like the ICE raids and all the crazy shit that's happening, I always feel like I see LA doing the things that New York does, like showing up, and I'm like, fucking yeah. In Chicago. Yeah, like...
At the end of the day, we're the same guys.
We are kind of the same guys.
We're on the same team.
And I think that is generational, too. Like, I think it's on the way out.
I agree.
Yeah, I think, like, Gen X and, like... The older end of millennials were very like, you gotta pick one.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it was still a part
of the culture too. Yeah. But now we're over it, and it's we can get there in 4 hours.
You can get there in 4 hours. Go hang out.
I'm going tomorrow. See you there.
Tomorrow.
Very convenient LA. Of you to bring this up. Hey,
let's all be nice to Andrea. I'm gonna feel fat in LA.
Fat in LA.
That's the show I want to see.
Dude. That is a big feeling.
Okay, I think we should speed through the outs because I want to have time for Olivia's respect.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I'm just gonna I'm gonna speed run them.
Do it.
And if you have any burning desires to speak up, feel free. But here we go. Obviously, ChatGPT. Obviously, untreated alcoholism. being aloof. If you have a crush on somebody, just tell them. Being aloof sucks and is annoying.
Yeah.
Commenting as a blank on TikTok. Nothing lights my bones on fire more than as a nurse, as a teacher, as a mom. And I know those are all things women do, but that's the circles I run in. Okay. Yeah. Just comment what you think. Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Going to bed early. Out. Keeping your opinion to yourself, out. Tabbies, the shoes we were just talking about, the hoof shoes, I think those are out in a way that makes them in. Like,
you're changing everything.
I think the mainstream appeal of them is out. So now weird girls can actually just wear them and they're back in. There's like this ballerina lipstick that went viral. Ballerina slipper colored lipstick that went viral. It looks like shit. Stop wearing it. It looks bad on literally everyone. Stanley water bottle. I don't know why I don't like the vibe. It gives conservative to me.
Yep.
AirPods are out. They fall out of my ears. Hiking out. You can do it. I don't want to hear about it.
Yep.
Having both a dishwasher and a washer dryer in your New York City apartment. Earn something. You know what I mean? Like work for something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paying for health insurance out. Just it's cheaper to just pay the bill or let it sit.
Unfortunately.
Don't bring your ID to the emergency room. Whatever. Talking about social media in real life. I know I just did that, but I'm trying to be out on it. Expensive designer skincare. The other stuff does the same thing. Those boxes women get of like from their boyfriend of like 200 roses that are just in a box all mushed together. Yeah. That it's like $1,000 and it sucks.
I don't know that thing.
Leaving a concert early to avoid traffic. I've talked about that on here before. I think that sucks. And my last one, the privacy phone screen. Let me see.
Yeah, that is pussy shit.
I want to see.
What are you doing with that?
What are you watching porn on the bus? Yeah, I want
to
see.
What CP are you up to?
Those are mine.
That is a man thing too, to have a privacy screen.
Literally. Like what you're saying is so important.
I've never seen women have a privacy
screen. And every time a guy I'm like acquaintances with has one, I'm like, you're cheating on your girlfriend.
100%.
Yeah. You hate your wife.
Yeah.
You hate your wife. And if you're not cheating on her, you're calling her a bitch in the group chat.
Excuse me. Yeah. You hate your wife.
take it off. I know you hate your wife. Yeah. All right. Out. Surprisingly, my out list is shorter, mostly because my in list was actually an out list. making gay men your emotional support. Fruit flies.
Yeah.
Need to say less. Calling women brave for doing normal stuff.
Yeah.
Protein.
Totally.
Protein.
Except tuna, which is in.
Protein is out?
All right. It's out. It's out in the way that, like, because I lift weights and they're like, you need 6,000 grams of, like, you need a level of protein that I'm like, am I swallowing bird guts? How am I going to get all this?
A bird.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. Worrying about cancer, parentheses, you're getting it anyways. Just let it
literally
rock.
Literally, you're getting it anyways.
Right.
This actually really brought me a lot of peace in my life, trying to think about it this way. Makeup and skincare videos, agreed. Also, just like, Michaela, get off. Michaela.
Michaela, girl, if you're listening.
You are the biggest disappointment.
I don't know who you are, but fuck you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, she stinks. Stinks on ice.
She's a makeup person?
Yeah, she's got a fake Boston accent. She's like mean to her addict boyfriend. It's a lot. Sad. If you've never been in, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you missed this. Neutrality.
Pick a side.
Out.
I am against divisiveness. That's Denise Sweeney's quote.
Yes. Yeah.
I am against divisiveness. Why can't we all just get along? Dumpy dumpies.
I also think...
I'm against divisiveness.
Bouncing on a cog.
She's such a fascinating person. Who are you?
This is
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, Sydney Sweeney. Yeah. Literally Sydney Sweeney does.
Well, also like independent thinkers or libertarians, I'm like, you're conservative, say you are, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Pick a side at this the end point, of the day.
That girl sucks so hard. Yeah. I read way too many Substack articles about her.
It sucks cock. Out ignoring grief. I'll just say this.
Deal with it.
Honestly, deal with it head on.
Deal with it. You're annoying.
Yes. And I've ignored it and been like mean and scary for half a year. It would have been better for me and everyone else if I'd just dealt with it. Huge pants with chains on for teenage boys. Again, this is a
but can they be in for women who are almost 30?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sick. I'm talking about young teenage boys. I see them.
Just bought a chain.
I see them in Park Slope and I'm like, enough. Mm. It's enough. Again.
And I'll say this, teenage boys.
Ow.
Get inside until you're finished cooking. Yeah. I'm done with the way you smell.
Tiny tattoos. Sorry to say
you guys,
it.
I have tiny tattoos.
I know. Well, you're out, bitch.
No, I'm in. I'm in. I'm so fucking in. It's crazy.
You're out.
No, I'm so in. You guys are haters.
Give it three.
I look
years.
Awesome and cool, and everyone
cool,
likes
but
me.
Mine are big, so.
Mine are I would say, well chosen.
Yeah, I like yours. Also, what they're not that tiny.
They're not like
I'm talking about tiny Bushwick, a very particular type of tiny tattoo. Let me see yours afterwards. Oh, that's cool. No, that's not the type of tiny tattoo.
These are tiny.
The
one line, the single line.
Yeah.
That's okay?
This is okay.
Is this okay?
We're on the edge with that one.
Oh, my God.
We're on the edge with that one.
Oh, my God.
I'm on the edge. The thin line, almost stick-and-poke-esque tattoo.
Yeah. Is out.
I think it's
the
out.
The arrogant-style tattoo?
Yeah, it's out because you're rich. Do you
it's
know what I mean?
It's also a little like, it's like, it is time to get a real tattoo.
That's
sometimes,
what I'm
sometimes it's time to grow up and get a real tattoo.
I think that, and I've been feeling that it's time to get a real tattoo.
That is what I feel.
Yeah, but I think that it served as an era.
Wow, I've been having anxiety. I was happy with it. I've been having anxiety about the fact that I'm getting my full shin tattooed in 2 days, and this made me feel a lot better.
Yeah, yes. It's time to grow up and get a shin tattoo.
Yeah, get your shin that blasted. Hurts
and costs a bunch of money.
It makes you feel sick after.
Yeah, the like whatever bullshit tiny flower stick and poke thing, and you're like a non-binary noise musician. I'm like, this isn't gonna age well.
Right, I'm not trying to age well though.
Me neither. But I know what you mean.
Get the real shit is how I feel.
Yeah, either be about it or get out. Yeah.
That one hurt, but I understand.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Unlike those little tattoos, you don't even hurt.
They feel awesome.
Don't even hurt. Yeah, I'm sure it feels like I have no tattoos also, so maybe I'm being conservative on that one.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, and that's fine. I am the conservative voice of the podcast. I'm the Candace of this crew.
I'm the blonde. If anyone's a Republican, I feel like it's...
That's true.
I look mad Republican. So yeah, if I don't dress a certain way.
Yeah, you're right. And in your transition to cool kooky girl, all of your Republicanness was sleuthed off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm proud of you. Trendy food, see baked goods. Stupid.
Waiting in line for this next thing.
That's crazy.
Fuck out.
Let's go to a bodega.
Yeah. Waiting in line for a croissant with everything bagel seasoning is the lamest thing.
It's really embarrassing. Here.
It's literally the lamest thing you can do in New York City.
You have like no hobbies.
Yeah.
Or no cool people who are going to tell you like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Certainly don't.
That's like a Greenwich Village girl.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Sorry.
And sometimes okay. Greenpoint.
Yeah. Greenpoint's getting a little weird over there.
You don't want to hear it. But some of you are fucking boring.
Some of you are getting boring.
Some of you think you're Hannah Horvath, you think but you're not a Williamsburg. Fucking Barney.
Yeah. Yeah. My last one. Let's see. Talking about going, what it takes to go viral, which is also.
Yeah. So sick of that. Let's not even get into it.
Let's not even touch it. We don't even touch it. Yeah. You know how I feel.
Okay, well, now it's time for you, Olivia.
So I read off stuff that I have. So I kind of made a list, and I don't really know what's going to stick and what's not going to stick.
Let's do it.
That's okay.
So I'll just start at the top. The first thing I've been thinking about is that I feel like we should be able to talk about our periods in a casual way, such as like, oh, I feel kind of sick today or whatever.
Yeah.
Like in conversation.
Are you saying that you have your period?
Have we not been allowed?
I'm not on my period right now. I'm saying like when I'm on my period, like I have the instinct to like any person I meet, I go, oh, I'm on my period today.
Yeah, is that
we've never been doing that.
No, not that it's, no, I'm like, were you doing it with our friends? But like, I like if I'm at the coffee shop and I'm getting a coffee, and she's like, she's like, hey, how's it going? I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm on my period today.
And you should be able to say to your boss.
Yeah, like that's how casual I think it should be.
It should be like, I have a headache.
Yeah, it should be like, I want it to be as casual as I have a headache.
I completely agree because I do have a headache.
Yeah.
It's also so unbelievably physically draining that the fact that we don't get to even do a slight little complaint about it,
or else you're being like a girl,
or it's like you're being like inappropriate,
because it's your vagina, unhygienic or something.
But it's like it's not inappropriate. It's like it's all I'm thinking about.
It's also helpful information.
Yes,
like literally. I am not my best right now, and I might also be kind of not great to be around.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I think that we should be doing that.
Yeah,
I hard agree on that one.
Thank you. This one is less Substack, more Prozac. Wow.
Yeah.
No notes on that.
No notes.
Absolutely no notes on that. Hey, get a tiny tattoo.
Yeah, you know what? If you get a lyric of that on your body, then
that came to me on the subway, and I was like, absolutely.
That's 100% right.
It doesn't even need an explanation.
No, you know who you are. It's gospel.
Clip that. Shortest clip ever. Yeah.
You're not better than me because you're sad.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I'm better than you because I'm not.
Yeah.
Grow up.
People love to think they're deep because they're sad.
Yeah, I'm really over that. Or like anorexic or something.
Yeah.
I feel like that goes in line with the same sort of thing.
Untreated mental illness.
Being
treated as deepness.
Yeah.
Girl, get up.
Or depth. Or like I'm not deep because I'm like goofy and lighthearted or something.
Yeah.
But really, I'm mentally strong.
Yeah, I'm actually so deep.
My life was bad, and now I'm cool about it.
Yeah, I do self-esteem building activities. Okay,
I do affirmations in the mirror.
Yeah, there's also like I was a fake deep dumb bitch in my early 20s when I was like an alcoholic and was dealing with my issues, and I used to think like, no one understands. Like, my problems are so complicated that no one understands. Yeah.
And the problem is I drink too much. Like, it's like so easy.
It's immature to, like, 100%. Be like, like, when you meet someone and their whole thing is that they're depressed, I'm like, this is, like, immature.
Yes, it
that
is.
You're acting this way.
Yeah.
Just because, like, and I feel like I can say this as someone who's been depressed.
Same. Yes. I'm on a mood stabilizer.
Yeah, we're adults. Like, yeah. I can't be with a sad adult. It's, like, the same thing as a shy adult. Like, we need to be
Oh, a shy adult. God.
Like, we have to do something about that.
Oh, a 31-year-old bitch who can't order at the restaurant.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. Unless, go through a drive-thru.
Unless you're on the spectrum, then that's, you know.
Yeah, but I understand just awkwardness, shyness. Yeah. But, like, truly, like, I know people who have, like, dated shy adults, and it's, like, it's hard to talk to them.
100%.
Yeah. If you're
and they don't try, by the way.
They don't try because they've been, their excuses, I'm shy.
Right.
Yeah, there's, like, you know, I dated a guy who was, like, shy, and it was such an ick. And there's a difference between, like, I would say my boyfriend is kind of quiet.
Yeah.
But then if you engage with him, he's not going to freak out.
No, totally. He's
not just shy. Hangs out with a bunch of, like, when he hangs out with my friends, it's the loudest people you've ever met.
Yeah. A shy person sucks.
Yes.
It
I'm so sorry.
And no, it sucks. I also think it's, like, the funniest, like, thing to make fun of. Like, I love, like,
hey, shy guy.
I love being like, I'm shy. But because it's so ridiculously pathetic.
It's also, yes, like, very selfish. Like, it's as if so anyone's going to think anything about you tomorrow.
Oh, my God. And I'm not going to deal with my weird shyness, so everyone else has to fucking deal with it the time.
Nobody likes talking to a new person. It's scary for
everyone.
And I
think I felt guilt my whole life to include the shy person.
Same.
Yeah.
And I'm just done including you.
Yeah.
Like, it's not my business.
Speak up.
Yes. Speak up, bitch. We need you to speak up.
Yeah.
Yes. Read a book or something about how to speak up. You can fix it. I've been shy.
Yes.
We've all had, and sometimes there are moments where you're shy and that's okay. Yeah. But I'm talking about the debilitating shy.
Chronically shy guy.
Or, like, I think some people are, like, kind of faking.
Yeah.
They're
pretending
to be more shy than they are.
Attention, possibly.
And, like,
because it's sexy to men.
It's
who
sexy
hate
to
women.
Men.
Yeah, who like when you don't talk.
And it makes it so that people have to take care of you.
Yes.
And they like that feeling.
Yeah.
Enough of that.
You can only be like that when you're alone with your boyfriend.
Yes.
Yes.
When you're alone with your boyfriend, you can be like, today, can you go up to the counter and order for me? Because I'm on my period.
Yeah.
Alone with your boyfriend.
I love the nuance of this podcast. Like, we don't mean men, but you can act like a baby around them.
Yes.
Yeah. If you find a good one, you can be a baby around him.
You're holding two truths.
Yeah. Two truths like that.
Yeah.
Sabrina. I have a thing. I cannot tolerate eating raw onions. It's just a thing that I've always had. I hate them. They make my stomach hurt. Mm-hmm. And I've spent my whole life saying to servers, can you do this without the onion? Mm-hmm. And so every 6 months, I'll ask my boyfriend to say it, and it feels awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm not shy. I'm tired.
It feels nice to be understood, seen, and taken care of.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so that's the shy. Wait, no. So then you're not bothering me because you're sad and it drifted to the shy, which is an important thing to talk about. This one isn't even really a conversation. I'm just like, I think that everyone should stop talking about Taylor Swift. Even if you think she's the white devil or you love her, I think, like, we need to give it a rest.
Yeah, chill on that.
Yeah.
We need to chill on that. Because also, I, like, watched the Diddy documentary, and then I visited my sister and she made me watch the Taylor Swift documentary, and it almost made her look too good in my head.
Oh.
And by comparison,
yeah,
I was like, at least she's not raping people.
Right.
Sure.
And I kind of am like, I've had enough of this because now I don't know how I feel about her and I'm thinking about it too much.
And I don't want to think about her at all.
No, we're done thinking about her.
Yeah.
The other one I have is, it's fine to have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It's not embarrassing.
I was just thinking about that because that Vogue article was like, it's embarrassing to have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
There are versions of it that are embarrassing.
Sure.
If your boyfriend sucks, that's embarrassing. But I also think that some people say that because they're like, he should be your husband. I think it's
really
so sick to have a boyfriend of 25 years.
I agree.
That's awesome.
It is very
kind. As long as that's what you want, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
I like saying boyfriend.
Yeah. I mean, I only got married. I was like, this is a marriage guy. But I also was like, oh, we have, like, adult lives.
Yeah.
And, like, money things have to be decided. And, like, you know, I was just like, we should button this up in an adult way because we have adult lives. It was never like, a husband.
Yeah.
Does feel good to say it though.
Yeah.
You know, be honest.
Yeah, I think, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, I think I did the men are trash thing for so
long.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
And it was, like, really the, like, opposite thing of, like, what I should have been doing or something. And I think I've been maybe mistreating men I've dated before because I've had that men are trash narrative. But it's okay to have a boyfriend. It's
also, you also can do both.
I agree. Yeah.
I am. I think men are trash, and I love my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean about good male friends.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can. A good male friend will know and acknowledge with me that men are like monstrous.
Men, the concept.
Yeah. Evil. Monstrous, destroying the world, abusing, horrible. But then, like, but you're my little guy, buddy.
Yeah.
And that's also nice. It's nice to have friendships with people, if they can be true platonic friends, that bring a different perspective to your life. And, like, I love broing out with boys when I'm in the mood. I also love girl friendships, but they're just like, we've just been like, fuck all men.
Yeah.
Decenter. Don't have them anywhere.
And even that is centering them.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It feels like a trick.
Yeah. So. I guess I just, it's also complicated because, like, you'll hear men say, like, I don't say women are trash, but it's like, you're not marginalized by women.
Right. Well, exactly.
So it's just,
and also, like, a bunch of you do say that.
Yeah. Right. You do.
Just in a coded
bunch
way.
Of you just rape and kill us.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay. So that's that one. Okay, so this is more complicated, but you know how when you go to a bar, you give them your credit card and you leave your tab open?
Mm-hmm.
I think that we need a whole new system for that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
because like, give I've it back. Left my bar at every place, my card at every single
and
bar.
And some bars give it back.
Yes.
So all of you do that.
Yes. I'm actually thinking there should be a coin system.
Oh, sort of like you get tokens?
Where you get tokens, you buy tokens. Yes. And then you do that. Because like they probably
Your mind.
That's so fucking smart. Because
they probably
hate
like having people leave their card.
Yeah.
And we hate leaving our card. Also, you're going to make more money that way because people are going to be bigger stomachs than they can actually,
and,
you know.
And trying to find it every time.
Yeah. It's simpler for everyone if
I love this.
I've thought about that for a while. Coins are fun.
And it's a good way to use all the pennies that don't matter anymore.
All the pennies that don't matter.
Spray paint them.
You can give them to a girl and not have to like buy her a drink. You can just, here you go.
And that's hot.
And that's hot. That's hot.
Take it out of your little pouch and give it to a bunch
of pouches. Oh my God, and then everyone can have a cute little coin purse.
Everyone can have a cute little coin purse.
In puke green.
I literally was thinking that. I literally was thinking puke green coin purse.
As a Canadian, I'm telling you, we have coins as currency and they are fun.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we need.
Loonies
we need
and
some
toonies.
More whimsy.
Yeah, it's European.
Yeah.
So that's that take. I don't know if that's really anything that anyone's thought about before.
No, that's good.
No, that's great.
This one's kind of sadder, but I think that we should be talking about pedophiles more.
Oh, hard agree.
Hey, and again, welcome to the show.
I guess my thoughts on this are that, so obviously we're talking about it more now because of Epstein.
Yeah, sure.
But I think because people don't want to think about it and go there, like there's no way to help at all.
Yeah.
Like there's not like charity events for ending like child pornography.
Yeah.
But and there should be.
And there should be because children are there even though you don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think we need to like find a way to talk about it or just like get comfortable talking about it or more uncomfortable because I'm so afraid to have children and it's like such a bigger problem than we think it is. And
and it's so easy to make, this is so sad, but it's so easy for them to make children scared to tell anyone.
Yeah.
Because it's so fucked up to talk about. And then it's easy for them to manipulate children into keeping it a secret. But if like we were sort of found a way to openly be like, this is a thing that happens.
Like neutral
then
almost.
When it happened to a child, they'd be like, hey, that thing you told me about happened to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They would have more language for what it is because some people like get molested and then they don't even know they were molested.
Till they're 35.
Yes.
And then you're like, what? And then that means there's just a person molesting people.
And some of them are in this room right now. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That girl did something that was not appropriate.
Yeah. And it happens so often. I don't know. I just
it
feel
happens
like
so often.
Yes.
And it really it grinds my gears and I get really it grinds my gears.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking get molested.
It fucking grinds
really
my gears.
Frost my cookies.
It makes me really upset because I also feel like it's everyone in power is, I think, molesting children.
So, yes. It's crazy.
It's at the center of our culture. And like we live in a society that doesn't value children. If we don't value children, we have no value.
Yes.
Totally. I've also noticed there's this thing happening because like I obviously everything that I consume on the internet is like pretty related to comedy. And I saw there was like this is an example that's not about children, but is similar. when Nikki Glaser hosted SNL, she made a joke about her boyfriend murdering her. And a ton of the comments were like, it's not funny to joke about violence against women. And it's like, no, this is a woman talking about what happens to women all the time.
Yeah.
And if she can't talk about it, then we're not talking about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't want to deal with it.
It's the same thing. If somebody does a joke about getting molested, I've seen this in real life. I was at a show in Chicago. A comic did a joke about getting molested and somebody flipped out and like stormed out of the room. And it's like, he got molested.
Yeah.
He can say that. You know what I mean? Like, we're not making fun of people who get molested. We're talking about the fact that people get molested.
Yeah.
And you should be able to say that that happens because it happens all the time.
Yeah. We have to start talking about it more. And even on stage, I feel like we should be more comfortable joking about like rape and molesting. It's just, it's really hard to do. It's really hard to do, but I think we need to find a way to normalize it. I don't know how.
Yeah.
There needs to be some sort of charity organization or something that is like helping with the language. I don't even know how to even do that.
Well, even just like I have seen a shift like from saying child porn, which is like such a crazy thing.
It makes it
sound
like something you can consume.
100%.
Yeah.
So then it went down to CP, which is a cool acronym. And if you know about it, you're a person who's really listening to a lot of podcasts. But now it's child sex abuse material, which I think is the correct like way to.
Yeah, because it's not porn.
Because it's not porn, right? And also saying child porn, it, like, it ends every conversation. Whereas when you're like, this is abuse and this is a form of abuse and we can acknowledge it. Also, children are the most marginalized members of society. Like, I know we have the hierarchy, obviously, of race exists within that, but they can't defend, you know what I mean?
They have no autonomy.
They have no autonomy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anyways, that's that one.
I love that one.
That's that one. I don't really know what to do about it, but I think about it a lot.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay, so this is, let me know what y'all think
about
this one.
Child porn and a lot.
Yeah. Well, also it's like, even if you have like one magazine or like a picture on one thing, you've seen it one time, like that's horrendous.
Yeah.
Like, which should not be acceptable at all. And I feel like there are more people in our lives than we think who like have these
things.
Rape and pedophilia should be treated in our society like cannibalism, and it's not.
Yeah,
no,
imagine
it's not.
If you found out your friend was a cannibal.
It's disgusting.
You should feel the same way when you find out your friend is a date rapist. The same fucking thing.
And like, there's just like, people were confused, like not confused, people were just uneducated about it. And like, a 15-year-old is a child.
Yes. All right. Yeah.
Thanks, Megyn Kelly, for the fucking differentiation on that, you fucking whack job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, it's just so crazy. This one is, I need less sad middle-aged women content. Perk up, girl. Like, I'm really sick of watching movies about how awful it is to be a mom or like an aging woman or a woman in a marriage.
Girl, you got to come to the Upper West Side. There are 70-year-old women up there just fucking getting drinks together. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I want to see more
and
of.
Make a show. Yeah, there should be a show about
every movie with like a woman in it. It's about her, and she's like 50 is about how she's sad and like misunderstood and no one appreciates women. And I'm like, I'm sorry all these Hollywood directors have had like sad housewife lives, but like I'd like to be excited about being an aging woman.
I know. I agree. I mean, I made a little I know I'm keeping my goals secret, and I try to make this every year, and I really, it's hard for me to keep it, but I made a promise to myself this year that I would try my absolute best to not talk about my age or my weight. And I already failed today. But like, I feel like when I was in my 20s and I would see a comedian, like say in her 40s, for example, and she'd go on stage and be like, I'm fucking 40. Like she'd bring it up and
like, look like shit,
disparaging, horrible way. Like, I know I don't even deserve to be here because I'm such an old bitch. I'm like, I think that is A, cringe, and then B, like, just makes it true. Like, you're speaking it into truth. So I really am like, don't talk about your age and don't talk about your weight. Like, I would like to talk about something else.
Yeah, it's just bumming me out.
There are more interesting things about you than how old you are.
100%.
It's bumming me out so hard.
Yeah, dude, it is a fucking, it's always like, it's like Bridget Jones, but it's been going. Like, Bridget Jones was a great movie, but I do think we just keep carbon copying that, like.
Yeah, we get it. We've seen
it. Oh, I drink all the time and I have bad boyfriends and I'm fat or whatever, even though she wasn't at all. It's just like.
Yeah, it's just like men get movies about how, like, they're like doing action and they're like.
They're fucking James Bond.
Yeah.
James Bond.
James Bond is 50.
And like, a movie for women who are older is like.
Sarah from HR.
It's like her realizing that she needs a divorce.
Yeah.
Like, is it it's because I watched If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You last night, which was a great movie, but it made me so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, being a mom sounds terrible. Okay. And then this is kind of what you talked about earlier. I think people who are working on their mental health are bad friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Often,
like it's they'll tell you exactly why they're not hanging out with you, and I'm like, you could have lied to me.
Yeah, just yeah. say you have a thing.
I didn't know you needed to take a bath tonight.
Yeah, or I didn't know that you needed like space from me specifically. Right. Like, right. You don't have to say that to me.
Yeah, you could just say I can't deny it. Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. We're not working on ourselves or anybody else, and if we are, doing it quietly.
Just do it quietly. I only have one more left, and it's that imposter syndrome is for pussies.
Yeah. Yeah,
I agree.
Also, like,
if I was thinking about that on the way here.
Yeah, it's annoying. Like, yeah. Also, if you're saying, like, oh, what's imposter syndrome? It's where I can't see how, like, extraordinary I am. It's like, sounds like you don't have that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're
everyone who actually has it doesn't know they have it. They just think they suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had, like, a couple things in the last, like, few months where my friends were like, no, you're ready for this. And it's like, I know.
Yeah,
you just
yeah,
think because I'm a woman, I maybe think that I don't know that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, yeah. I know I've been working towards that for 7 years. I know I'm ready.
It's not a syndrome to feel insecure for like 5 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, just fucking do the thing.
I mean, I built a whole podcasting studio.
Yeah.
And was like, I guess I'm doing this year.
Yeah.
And I flew that's by more the interesting seat of my pants.
And being like,
I'm a woman.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can I build a podcast studio? I fucking can, and I did. And it's pink.
It's unattractive to have that. So if you have that, stop.
You also saying you're a loser all the time makes it true. You know what I mean? They're like, I guess I could, but I'm going to fuck it all up. Then I'm like, well, then you will and get out of here.
Yeah.
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 That was a great list.
That was
a great
list.
You really nailed it.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Yours was a lot more like positive and thoughtful than maybe.
Well, I didn't do an ins and outs. So that might have been
either. No, it was a great.
No, it was great.
It's really fantastic. I got a lot to think about.
So here's what we're doing. We're doing Puke Green. We're buying a gun and we're talking about pedophiles.
Yes. Okay. And that's always been what this podcast is about. Those are the cornerstones of the Respectfully universe.
Yay.
Olivia, tell the people where to find you.
You can follow me online at OG Carter.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Great stand up. Very funny person. Great style.
Literally great stand up.
Great stand up.
Like incredible stand up.
Thanks, guys.
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. If you're in Pittsburgh, I'll be there Valentine's Day weekend. Just DM me and I'll send you a ticket link. I know there's at least four of you because he came last time.
Aww.
Yep.
So come back.
Valentine's weekend.
Yeah. My boyfriend's going to a bachelor party.
Book a road gig.
And like all the other guys going are like, well, we've been with our significant other so long that Valentine's Day doesn't matter. And I was like, no!
It will always matter.
It's been 2 years for me. Yeah. You guys have all been together for 10 years. I think it matters.
I'm kind of new to this one.
Anyway, he'll be in the Florida Keys, so I'm going to Pittsburgh.
Yay. Nice. Couldn't be more different. Andrea Comedy 69 across all platforms. I will actually be in Cleveland in late February. Check out my Instagram. That shit will be there. I'll be in LA this week, but this ain't coming out. So thanks for coming to see me if you came. And as always, subscribe to our YouTube Respectfully podcast. And yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, bye.
Happy New Year's. Bye. We were having to-